Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just, I couldn't quit.
Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Valley Star Creating's very own Stephanie Potter and Filene's very own Courtney Arnold. They are both here talking about the upcoming GAC Crasher program at GAC. So it's right around the corner. And so we thought we'd have Valley Star's Stephanie Potter come on. She is chosen as one of the Crashers. And then obviously Courtney Arnold is the kind of the Pied Piper, the leader of the Crasher program at the Cooperative Trust there. And so to have both of them on, giving us kind of a preview of what's to come here in a few weeks. So really exciting to have them on. And it'll be equally exciting to see them there. So yeah, it's really, 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 really fun conversation with Stephanie and Courtney. So I hope you check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a couple of folks here, a couple of fine ladies here representing the Crashers program at GAC this year. Right next to me waving is Courtney Arnold from Filene. Hello. Courtney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Happy New Year, as we were saying before the recording.
Yes, Happy New Year. No, it's perfect. It's the first time we've had the chance to say hi this New Year.
Exactly. So
this New Year. So
right back at you. All right. No, yeah. We're good. We're all good. And then right below us waving as well is Valley Star Credit Union's very own Stephanie Potter. Stephanie, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking.
You are welcome.
Super excited to be here.
I am excited you guys are here too, because this is one of my favorite interviews to do, not only here, but at the GAC as well, because I just love the Crasher program. Ever since its inception, you know, many moons ago, the Crasher program has been just a huge success, not only for the program, but for the folks that go through it, because it's such it's not only a great career booster, but it just kind of connects you with the right people in the industry. It's such a great learning experience. And and the Pied Piper, the leader of the group here, obviously right next to me, is Courtney Arnold. Courtney, I want to just give you a chance to give us a quick refresher on the Crasher program, because this is like the big first one that the program does each year. You guys go to a number of events throughout the year, but the GAC is the biggie, obviously. So give us a quick refresher on the Crasher program and what you guys plan to do at GAC this year.
Yes, thanks, Mike. It is the big one of the year, and it truly is the kickoff crash of each new calendar year, which is always so exciting because it's the biggest credit union event of the year. So right. While yes, we do other events, this one really does tee up a lot of everything that we do. And not only that, it really gives folks a starting off point for the year and what they can expect for the rest of the year. And mm-hmm. also a lot of really cool opportunities that are forthcoming. But back to the history of the Crasher program. So it started at GAC about 14 years ago. So it was 14 GACs ago that Cooperative Trust members showed up to the conference area. They didn't have conference registration. They wore jeans and t-shirts, which is why we wear t-shirts, if you were ever wondering.
Yes.
And they convened in coffee shops and lobbies and just local places around the area. And they were talking about the same ideas, challenges that was those folks were talking about at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
They really wanted to be disruptive. That was the goal. They wanted to be noticed, and they sure were. The very next year, CUNA said, all right, come on back. And we've been crashing with them ever since. And so it's been such an incredible partnership, because over this 14-year period, I mean, we typically bring at least 50 crashers. I think when we first started, there were probably close to 25. So as it started to get its momentum, that's when the 50 states, one crasher per state was brought in. But we generally see at least 50 folks through the Cooperative Trust at GAC. This year, there's 60. One year, we had 100.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we've really been able to make an impact on, you know, with the other events, thousands of emerging professionals by connecting them with leaders, thought leaders at that in our industry, in a way that's really powerful, because we're there, we're advocating, we're talking about our members, we're talking about challenges that they face with with the people in Washington, D.C. that are hopefully going to help us maintain financial safety, wellness, capability. Yeah. for everyone in North America, which is exciting. It's really powerful.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And so turning to Stephanie now, Stephanie, we're having you on because you are one of the chosen few of the crashers going to GAC. I just wanted to get your feedback on it. How does it feel to be kind of one of the chosen few to be at the GAC this year as part of the crasher group?
I've heard about the GAC crasher program. I've actually had a coworker in the past crash the GAC here from Valley Star. And it was super exciting to kind of like dive in and ask lots of questions. I've also been really excited because our league has been a really big support system for me for the GAC and Valley Star, we always kind of roll deep. We always have a ton of our board members. We have all of our executive leaders. Actually, when we went to the credit union day in Richmond, Virginia, I think we brought 30 folks. So we definitely had a great representation. So our credit union is all about advocacy and, you know, spreading that word of the credit union difference. And I'm just really excited to be one of those disruptors in DC.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun for sure. And Courtney, back to you. Can you share just maybe a few activities that the crashers will be and crasher and Stephanie included, what they're going to be embarking on there? Because I know you guys have lots of meetings. You meet all the people that you need to meet there. It's just it's a really cool experience, and not much sleep is involved as well, I hear too.
Yes, there are. It's all fun. All of the GAC content crashers get to attend, which is exciting. They're not going to miss anything. Mm-hmm. And they get to do more than just attend the GAC conference work, what they have going on, which is super exciting. So we start on Saturday. We have some really cool partners that have come in that have been willing to donate their time and expertise. So we have a leadership session on finding your why. That humanity is going to be putting on. We also have a session on credit union history and philosophy that Taylor Murray from Service Star is going to be putting on, which is super exciting.
Yeah.
We also have a really cool session that we actually it was created last year. So Chad Helmanek of the foundation and Leo Ardine, the CEO of United Teletech, we kind of joined forces, and the two of them really created a beautiful session called Empathy and Grace. And we basically walk crashers through a really incredible session on developing empathy, why it's important, and how it can be a really powerful tool for developing really, really great connections with your members. Mm-hmm. And then one of the other things, there's some CUNA stuff too. I know there's so much stuff and I just can't list one thing.
I don't think we can cover it all, but I mean, because there's so much. So.
Okay, I'm going to do two more things and then I'll stop. Okay. The foundation is going to be doing another really cool session, a product empathy map, and that's going to be really powerful. We haven't done this before, so that's brand spanking new. And then the last thing is we've also really been thoughtful about how we can engage the crashers with Credit Union National Association and the advocacy side. That's why we're here. Yes, we want to add the leadership development, but we also want to make sure that when crashers come in, when they come through, when they experience GAC, they also know who their CUNA rep is, how they can contact them, the opportunities available through that membership with the advocacy that they provide is also mm-hmm. making sure that not only are they really deeply, deeply loyal to their credit union for sending them, but also to CUNA for making sure that they have these opportunities available. And so that's something that we've always really remained true to. And this year we've been really able to enhance that by providing a little bit more time with the engagement committee. And so there's just a lot of really cool things that we've been able to do to bring people together in really meaningful ways.
And we're just scratching the surface here. That's just a fraction of what you guys are going to be doing. There's so much more. Look at the smile on your face, Stephanie.
So I am so excited. I know that seems a little strange. I had a friend, a colleague, tell me that you have to pre-sleep for conferences. And when he found out I was going to be a crasher, he was like, make sure you pre-sleep. You must sleep before the conference because you're not going to get any while you're there.
Yep. I can second that. For sure. So, having said that, so what do you look forward to during that week? I know you haven't experienced it yet, but based on what you know, based on the people that you've talked to, what are you looking forward to?
I take the approach of being a sponge. I want to take in as much as possible. It's going to take a really long time to digest those things and then, you know, use them in the future. But I really just want to go in with an open mind and kind of hear and learn all that I can. I'm very passionate specifically around diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. It's just super important. And here in Southwest Virginia, it's something that's just, it's not something that I get to talk a lot about because we're not as diverse necessarily in the rural community that I live in. But I really want to hear what CUNA is doing to help represent credit unions and be able to expand that. So I'm really excited specifically around those avenues. And, you know, also just in general, meeting different people from different walks of life all over the country. I've been extremely privileged. I'm actually part of taking a few CUNA classes now. And so I've got really great connections, a lot of great people that I've met with CUNA. So expanding that network, I'm extremely excited about that as well.
Oh, cool. And career-wise, I mean, how do you see this benefiting your career? Because this is a great career move as well as putting it, you know, putting something like this on your resume too. This is no small feat.
Absolutely. I think it's interesting. I am not necessarily a title-driven person. I just work really hard no matter what the title is. And I think that it's extremely important to say that. But, you know, with that said, I would love to be a chief executive of some sort in an organization at some point in my career. And I do feel like this puts me in that opportunity, that next step for this. I am just really passionate about treating everyone the same. You know, as my mother raised me, from the janitor to the CEO, you treat them the same. You treat them with the same kindness and respect. And I also have been, I've kind of been on the bottom of the totem pole here in my organization. You know, I started as a marketing coordinator. My primary role was to order clothes for the credit union. And now, you know, I'm our vice president brand, and I am pushing us through core conversion and a new mobile and online banking. So just my transformation in my career alone has been incredible. And, you know, I will say that I was born a disruptor. Senior superlative, the most outspoken. So a crasher fills right in with my resume of my capabilities and my human beingness. Is I'm just very outspoken. So I am a disruptor. I'm the definition of the crasher program. Yes, so I'm extremely excited.
Yeah, you're going to fit right in quite well, right, Courtney?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm like, yeah, please speak up. Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Share your ideas. This is, you know, that is a challenge for so many people. And so I'm excited to hear that this is what you're looking for. And that's always my hope, because being able to connect crashers in a way that's going to actually have a real impact on their careers is something we can see the value in, and we're starting to. So it's really awesome.
And Courtney, I'm going to stick with you on this one. How do you see this program? I think I probably asked you this before, but I'm going to ask it again. How do you see this program benefiting the industry? Because obviously we want to get the industry younger and getting younger people in, kind of a younger member group as well. So how do you see this program benefiting the industry? Because you have a lot of soon to be leaders in this group as well. Because over the years, we've seen former crashers become leaders of credit unions and other organizations as well. So, and Stephanie, you're right there in the mix. So Courtney, you know, industry wise, how do you see this group benefiting the industry?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways. The first that I will say is that it truly, you know, just level setting, there isn't 100% success rate, right? We don't have 100% of crashers that stick it out in the credit union space. Although, would I love that? Yes, that would be amazing. I think we can estimate right now it's probably about 50-50 over the lifetime of the program. Mm-hmm. And it does a few different things. One, it keeps folks incredibly connected. So that way, when we talk about balance, when we talk about legacy versus bringing new people in, we're not just bringing in new people, we're bringing in new people and connecting them with legacy. So that way we're not losing history, right? We're not losing the value of knowing who the members are and knowing that you will have folks that are going to walk in the front door and they are going to talk to that same teller every day at the same time. And that's okay. You don't want to lose that. And that's that really unique individuality that each credit union can bring. And what part of the reason why they're so special to begin with, So that is one of the reasons is, you know, I mean what I say when we put crashers in front of folks, it's very purposeful. We want them to be connected. We want them to create mentorships. Mm-hmm. We want them to not only know who their CUNA reps are, we want them to know who the World Council is. We want them to know who the African American Credit Union Coalition is, and have those relationships that they can build and continue to build throughout their lifetime. So that way those organizations can continue to really support each other and bring each other up. So that's my real big dream. And then the other one, you know, it really creates a deep affinity for the individual to their credit union and to CUNA and also to the filing in the cooperative trust. So it's kind of like a win-win-win mm-hmm. situation. We actually had some research at Filene that came out, gosh, almost 4 years ago now, where they spoke about this and they called it, what they call it, is a reflexive opportunity. And that's an opportunity where you create an emotional moment with a person so much so that they remember you and then they feel bonded and they feel loyal.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many people feel bonded and loyal to Crash the GAC, whether they stay in the credit union space or not. They will still always remember it. They'll always talk about it positively mm-hmm. And with great spirit. And that goes for all three organizations mm-hmm. that support the person going through it. And so I would say that's the other real benefit that we see. So
yeah. And whether you stay in the industry or not, I mean, this is such an upside to your career. I mean, obviously we hope that you stay in the industry, but if you go elsewhere, this always goes with you, you know, and the experience that you guys experienced will always be with you. So yeah. So that's really, really cool. And Stephanie, what do you look to, do you have any goals that you want to achieve there? Do you have anything kind of a set plan or something like that in mind? Or are you just going to like soak it in as it happens?
I am a furious planner. If you look at my calendar, like I calendar in, you know, when to get water and when I'm going to the gym and how long it takes to drive to the gym and how long it takes to drive home. I really just want to take in the moment and live in the moment. Yeah. I know that we are going to have a crazy busy schedule. So just showing up each and every day with the big smile on my face. You know, I will say they said, you know, 9 p.m. some nights. And I was like, you know what? 9 p.m. doesn't bother me. It's the 7 a.m. the morning after that I'm not going to like as much. But I really just want to show up. I think my biggest goal, and someone said this in our, we had our like pre-session, and I love it. And I want to live my life by it, which is be interested, not interesting. I really just want to show up yeah. and be there and learn and take as much in as I can. Yeah. My ultimate goal is to walk away with amazing connections and some really great knowledge that I can bring back to my credit union. Yes, I would hope one day that it will help my career, but my ultimate focus is to bring back what we're learning at that very high level and implement it in my little credit union here in Virginia. You know, we're small in comparison to, you know, like the Navy Federals of the Virginia Credit Union League. So bringing that back is really the big thing for me, is what can I do to improve what we do operationally day in yeah, and day yeah. out? And how can I impact my members from that same positivity?
I like that. Be interested instead of interesting. I'm going to remember that one. So yeah, it's almost kind of like a be curious type of thing. So yeah, always curious, be there. Yeah. Courtney, before we close, I mean, I know that we mentioned this at the very top, that there are other crasher events. You know, GAC obviously is the granddaddy of them all, so to speak. So, oh no, where'd she go? Courtney!
I turned it off because I was going to freeze and I thought it was better. I'm sorry. Should I bring it back?
Whoa!
I'm so sorry. I know you that was abrupt. Me. That was probably the worst thing to do.
You can be there if you want. That's fine.
Okay.
It just scared me and just left. So I'm like, oh no, she's gone. She disappeared.
I'm still here. I promise.
I know. I can hear you. Hey, okay. So last question. So tell us a little bit before, just real briefly here, about some of the other opportunity of the Crasher program.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have quite the agenda this year, really thrilling stuff going on. So one that we're recruiting for now is Crash DCUC, which is the Defense Credit Union Council Conference.
Mm-hmm.
In August in Colorado. That application is currently open. But we also have other really cool and exciting crashes happening. So we are partnering with Visa So we are going to be planning a Crash Visa DPS, which is our debit payment processing service. So we're super pumped about that, as well as a Crash Visa payments forum.
Yeah, that's a good show.
So that's coming up, and that one's always super fun. And in San Diego, so that's in your neck of the woods this year. I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
Now you got me really curious.
That's fine. We're going to move right along. We're also going to be working with Co-op to be at Think this year. So we're going to bring Crash back to Co-op Think, which I'm super excited about. And then as well, we also always have our Filene events. So we have a Spark event, which is taking place in Bethesda, Maryland. So that is our first event of the year. And then we will also be ending the year at Big Bright Minds, which is taking place in December in Arizona. Uh-huh. And so we'll have a Crash for that as well. And then on top of that, there's one more that I cannot dismiss, and that's Crash Course. So that is our 10-month virtual Crash that just kicked off this month. So people do not have to leave their homes. Okay. We have about 65 Crashers in this cohort, and they participate in virtual meetings for about 10 months. So we'll end in October. So that'll be super fun. We meet monthly. So that'll be really exciting this year.
Right on. Sounds like you guys have a full docket for 2023. And I'm probably going to see you at a number of those venues as well. So I'm looking forward to that too. So yeah. All right, guys. Well, anything else to add to wrap up? Stephanie, any final thoughts here before you make even more plans to venture right? to DC?
No, I'm just really excited. I'm really appreciative of Filene and Cooperative Trust and CUNA. And then, you know, like, as I mentioned, my league, I'm just super grateful. I don't know if people feel quite as grateful as I do, but I'm over the moon at the support and just very honored to be part of this program.
Well, I think they're honored to have you part of the program as well. So it goes both ways. So, and that said, Courtney, any final thoughts here?
No, I would just say, Stephanie, my goodness, we are honored that you want to join us, honestly. And your league has been incredibly supportive. I will also say it's been great to have the partnership with the state leagues and all the credit unions. This year has been such a group effort, and it's been so amazing. I know I didn't say this yet, but we had the most applications ever in the history of Crash the GAC. So we could not do that without the support of credit unions and the leagues. And it's just been a really, really awesome year. And I know every year we say it's the best one, but I think this might be the best one. And I'm saying that as someone who crashed in 2016.
You were a crasher. That's right.
I know. They just keep getting better. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. One of these years you can have 500 crashers there without a problem. You're going to take over the show.
Maybe.
As well.
One day.
Yeah. One day. All righty. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Thank you so much for your time today, and really look forward to seeing you guys, gosh, in just a few weeks, actually. Oh, yeah. Man, how time flies. Anyway, thank you again. We'll see you in a few weeks in DC. And until then, be well, be safe, and safe travels to wherever you're going.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just I couldn't quit.